Bongo man, dem gaw di car, Which part? Man, don't even call that church into the passport, I'm sort of the pong there. Big gosh.
Oh, percussionist and musicologist Alvin Seeker Patterson, a pioneer who's often hailed as one of the foundation members of Bob Marley and the Wailers, has died. Patterson, who was admitted to the University Hospital of the West Indies 2 weeks ago, passed away on Monday at the age of 90. My dad was admitted to the University Hospital 2 weeks ago. My sister, who was a healthcare worker, was attending to him at home when she realized that he started breathing heavy and rushed him to the hospital. The doctors did a CT scan and said there was heavy bleeding on the brain, plus his blood pressure was very high, and it was touch and go. But we took the decision for them to put in a stent and drain it and take it from there. That seemed to be coming around. He was still comatose, but then he didn't make it. Patterson's daughter, Marcy Willie, told the Gleaner. She explained that her father had previously suffered a brain aneurysm in Brazil years ago. Patterson's passing comes some 4 decades after Marley's. His strong bond with the reggae icon is well documented. His Wikipedia biography states that Patterson was at Marley's 56 Oak Road base in December 1976 when gunmen opened fire on the group, injuring Bob and Rita, as well as manager Don Taylor. In September 1980, Patterson was with Marley when he collapsed jogging in Central Park and remained with Marley through his cancer treatment, both in New York and then at the clinic of Dr. Joseph Issels in Rothach-Egern, Germany, the Wiki entry adds. Veteran singer Ken Booth expressed sorrow at Patterson's passing. Seeker was the first person to carry Bob Marley to Studio One, and Coxon turned Bob down the first time, and Seeker took him back again. Back in the day when we were too poor to own a record player, we used to have to visit people's house who had one. And Seeker's house was one place where we used to go and listen to the songs and get training. He has made a great contribution to the music business and must be remembered, Booth said. Willie noted that Booth had spent the entire day at her father's side a few days before he was hospitalized. Both Ken and his wife were here the Friday, and my dad went to hospital the Sunday. I know Ken for as long as I know my own self. We all grew up in Trenchtown and have kept that closeness. My father was a great person and a wonderful dad. He was in tune with all his 6 children. Anything called education, he was there for it. My father sent me away for school. And I tell everybody that anything that I am today, I owe it to my dad. Willie, the second of the 6 children and a nurse in New York, said in tribute. Patterson, whose bio states that his real name was Francisco Willie, would have shared a special bond with Rita Marley, as they were both born in Cuba. Patterson was born in Havana on December 30th, 1930. His father was a Jamaican and his mother, Celestina Harden, was Panamanian. He took Alvin Patterson as a stage name and acquired the nickname Seeker as a bastardation of his birth name Francisco. He was also referred to at times as Pep, a nickname he had earned at school as a child. Patterson immigrated to Jamaica with his parents and lived first in Westmoreland. Willie shared that the family had been planning a bashment celebration of her father's 90th birthday last December, but COVID interrupted. We decided to put it off until this year because of the pandemic, and my father was diabetic and had underlying issues, so we didn't want to expose them. We are happy that we had him with us for so long, and we were all here for him and visited regularly. I was supposed to leave today, but my dad had other plans. So we're here just getting things in order, Willie said. My condolences to the member of Seeker Patterson's family. Your father came and he did what he had to do. Your father came and he gave to Jamaica a treasure, an archive of special times and special music. The time that he spent nurturing Robert Nesta Marley were time well spent. As you can see, the outcome that Baba had become. Your father was a unique human being. He came, he saw, and he conquered. My condolences again to all members of the Patterson family. We love you, we honor you, and respect you. Sleep in peace, O warrior. You came and you gave us all that you could give. Thank you, sir, for being so kind to us here in Jamaica and the rest of the world. You will be certainly missed. Rest in peace. See you. We love you.
Tell me. I appreciate him so much, Brian. I appreciate him so much, Brian.
Well, you were like a father figure to Bob in the early days, weren't you? Tell me your memories of the day you brought him to Studio One for the audition.
Yeah, he got his pressure, but it was something he overboard for me when he was very young. He was planning to sing,
yeah,
you know, to the people. And then he finally, musically. So I said, well, he figured, yeah, I was the best person to take him back and ask him. So he planned for that.
You know? With Higgs, you rehearsed with Joe?
Yeah.
And when they were ready, Joe said, Seeko, time to take him?
No, it wasn't. At that time, there was no friction, you know, between Bob and Joe.
There was a little friction?
And you know, yeah, just because.
And also between Coxon and Joe, too.
Yeah,
so
it was something. A couple of things, you know. A
whole heap of things, yeah.
Joe preferred me to take him. Mm-hmm. Right? So I took him.
And what do you remember about that day?
It was so nice, because when they don't act, put him off on his wife. But I wasn't there. I never went. I was cooking. I never went. I sent him my ceremony work in my boys. So then come back and put him off for a couple of more weeks. So I'm coming to our Cox and it's fucker. You understand? You can't do the cuts. I said, no, so I asked him, what did he try to do? So me and the son, they were done, no? I said, no, I didn't want to write some of them. Right? Certain sounds like
Simadong.
Yeah. I'll just finish Simadong. Yeah. So I said, well, I'm not going to do that, you know. So I said, come and go back, man.
Same day?
Yeah, same day, man. Right? I finished cooking, I'm ready now, and say, all right, get myself together. Go up there. So Mr. Cox, you know, you don't listen to the man, put my finger. Man, we do the other song then. I said, then, more songs. I said, yes, man, a lot of songs. Right? I said, well, I'm with Simadong, the Simadong was like, I said, well, I'll trap them. Sometimes, did I hear that one? Like, Simadong.
Now, I'm working on Bunny's autobiography with him. And Bunny's remembrance of that day is that he went back to do Simmer Down, and Coxon heard the first verse and the chorus and said, stop. Didn't want anybody else to hear any more of the song, and brought them back the very next day, that Monday, and recorded it.
Who done that?
Bunny told us this. Bunny Whaler told us this. They went back the next morning and recorded Simmer Down, and that night it was on a sound system in Trench.
Yeah, it's not in Trench, in Jonestown.
Yeah, that night.
Dancehall.
Yeah. That very night, and Peter came running out in the street with just a towel around him, covered in soap. Because he was in the shower, and he heard the song being played, and he ran out into the street, almost naked, covered in soap, and there were Bunny and Bob, and they made him go back and dry off and put his clothes on, and then they all went off to the dance and heard their song that night. So in those days, within 24 hours, you could audition,
yeah,
cut a record, and have it playing on the sound system.
The softbox?
Yes.
The softbox.
Oh, well, soft wax, acetate, yes, right, dub plates.
Yeah, we're doing it.
All right, now you were much older than Bob.
Yeah.
And yet, To hear you talk about Bob now, Seiko, it's like you're talking almost like a father figure to you when you talk, as Waya did, about the spiritualism of this man. Did you always feel that from Bob? Or at what point did that develop? Overtly.
No, he developed that. He developed a certain amount of power.
When?
After a while.
Still at Coxon, or when he started Whalen Solo?
No, when those Coxon, when Coxon started.
Coxon
turned. He developed. So, then we just had to peak and leave. You know, Coxon couldn't hold on. No, Coxon couldn't go no more, you know.
Northern Ireland.
Yeah, he couldn't. He said, even go to the state. Come to the state here.
Yeah, Delaware.
Yeah, Delaware. Get the music alive. Start beating the minor. Then he couldn't take them more. They come back to Jamaica. Right? And come to me and we're going to start something new.
Attention McGill undergraduate students. Referendum is upon us. Exercise your right to vote on questions that matter to you and your campus experience. Vote in the fall referendum period from Monday, November 8th to Friday, November 12th. Look for your ballot in your McGill student email between November 8th to 12th. Let's rock the vote.
Since we've been talking about it for over a year, and you probably already know anyway, we've decided not to say it this time. So we're not going to tell you again that to protect yourself from COVID-19, you should wash your... And we certainly won't repeat once more that you should wear a... Or most importantly, that we must keep our... From others. Because you already know this is the best way to fight the virus. Even when you're vaccinated, let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Let the system get on top of your head. coming in, a coming in, a coming in, a coming in.
Propaganda spreading over my nerves. Thank you. like a mighty dread. Roots rock reggae, this a reggae music, Roots rock reggae, give it up for this a reggae music.
Through the pain, shed those lonely teardrops. hurt you. Cry to me if you wanna. It's fine by me, cause I'll hold you inside. Hurts you deep. So cry. We're better together in any weather. If it's cold, I'm your sweater. If it rains, I'm your umbrella. No one is perfect, but to me, you're perfection. What are flaws besides their creation? You're gonna walk through the heartaches, walk through the pain. Don't feel alone in the shadow, you're not the one to blame. Society deceives your mind to see what you should be. How to look and to act and what to believe is real. Let it all go, it'll make you feel better. So drop it all and cry to me if you want. Cry to me if you wanna. It's fine by me, cause I'll hold you, you see inside. Hurts you deep. So cry.
When you tell your girlfriend, get changed, you're dressed like a tramp. Change your password so I can see your messages. When are you going to change your mind, you stubborn idiot? Change your attitude when you talk to me. Change your friends. You better change your tone of voice. It's not up to her to change. It's up to you. Violence against women stops now. Talk about it. Do something about it. And call SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Shown. The loyalty, the royalty, yeah. We give what we can, don't we? Always trying our best. Tra-la-la, tra-la-la, tra-la-la. Hear this, vexation of spirit is a waste of time. And negative thinking, don't you waste your thoughts. Verbal conflict is a waste of word. Physical conflict is a waste of flesh. Cause people will always be you they want. And that's what really makes the world go round. And unconditional love is scarce. So I live my life for. Well, come on, yeah. Well, come on now. I say, you've always been there for me. So I'll be there for you. Come on, yeah. So come on now. God bless your eyes and may your days be long. May you rise on the morning when his kingdom come.
Forever.
been fair to me. Even when I'm not fair to myself, you've always been true to me. So I've been true to you.
Thanks for tuning in. May you and your family have a great day and a great week. Jah guide, one love.
To the power hitter of FM radio. Keep it tuned to CKUT 90.3 FM.
I think the magnitude of this will probably not sink in or talked about or understood for a while.
CKUT.
morning, Montreal. You are tuned to the Wednesday Morning After on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have a tight show for you today with two pre-recorded interviews from arts and culture and one from music. The first interview is with the hosts of the Phenomena Festival that ended recently.